Blog Talk Radio.
There is only one mother, and she gives herself freely. So give thanks to her. Give thanks to her. And when you have completed your visit with our mother, leave no trace. Leave no trace.
We're open for business. The Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com. I'm wide awake.
Yeah. Hello, everyone, and welcome to WGGM Radio. I'm your host, Amanda Dowell. Every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, and that was wide awake, so we're all wide awake today. And first of all, I'd like to ask for some prayers regarding a lady named Ardell Towalski. She is a friend of mine who lives in St. Louis, whose husband is very ill with pneumonia, and he seems to have gotten worse. And I just got this post on Facebook, so I wanted to put out a prayer request there for her and him. Also, our call-in number is 347-237-5339. My guest today is from Hawaii. Her name is Angela Bushman. You can check her out at angelabushman.com. And she is a natural-born empath. She uses intuition, compassion, and her true self to inspire other people. She wrote an amazing book of her life, and she's got a workbook, I think, now to go with it. But what's so interesting is this is about traveling, photography, dancing, painting. It's all about the art. It connects everything together, you know, just mind, body, and spirit. And she talks about how she's gone through a transformation, and she uses that to walk her talk, and she's a happy pioneer to create new ways of learning, living, and teaching for other people. She does workshops, speaking engagements, coaching. It looks like she's got some paintings, and I am just so excited to have Angela with me today. So, again, our call-in number is 347-237-5339, and her website is angelabushman.com. I'm going to bring her live now so she can tell us a little bit more about some stuff going on and anything else she'd like to share, and we'll go from there. Welcome to the show, Angela.
Hi, Amanda. How are you? It's so wonderful to be with you again.
I'm wonderful, and it's so good to be with you again. How have you been?
I've been amazingly busy and just keep riding that wave of creativity and expansion that we're all going through in one way or another, whether it's the good wiggle expansion or the little struggle wiggle expansion, as I call it. But we're all kind of really riding this energy that's going on right now. I know even since the last couple months, it's just been quite an amazing time, and I'm really excited to be able to share what's going on with us this in the last couple months as well as going forward.
That's really huge. You know, the energy has been very interesting these last few months, very enlightening and, you know, maybe hard for some people, but it certainly has shown me a lot of interesting things with even just people around me and what's going on.
Exactly. I think you've hit it on the head, Amanda, and I know how intuitive and tapped in you are to everything, so it's always a blessing to get to work with you and talk with you, because I think, you know, it's the people that can understand, you know, what's going on and take the struggle as we kind of find it and put it into a positive perspective that helps so many people. And I think that that's maybe why we're having this chat today, is to share, you know, with so many people about the importance of what has gone on, because it has hit us so personally, I think. I'm sure you're aware, you know, we started into Venus retrograde, actually, in December, and it was the 40 days of Venus retrograde. So we know that the retrograde time is, you know, the time to take a look back at relationships. And when it's in Venus, then, of course, it's with relationships and love. And so we had 40 days of that, and that doesn't happen very often. So I think that the pot got pretty stirred with all of us. And, you know, it gets pretty emotional when it's happening. And so it's always nice to be able to have these opportunities to view what went on, you know, from a little bit higher perspective and understand how it was a time for us to take a look at relationships and how we interact in those relationships and how we perceive them and, you know, what part of that is ours. Of course, most of it is ours, because everything that happens outside of us is just a projection of what's happening internally. So it's kind of an exciting time to be able to talk about that.
Yes. Well, you know, you are absolutely right about that. You know, we're constantly watching what goes on around us, what transitions are happening, you know, what's happening to another person. It's really fascinating.
It is, yeah, and what a tool that it is. You know, it's something that we, I believe, put ourselves through, you know, because we're here to learn, we're here to expand, we're here to understand how powerful we are on this journey of taking back our power and understanding how we are co-creators. And it's so exciting to be able to, after the Venus retrograde, then we went into Mercury retrograde, you know, and we just actually are just finishing that right now. And what Mercury retrograde is, you know, the thinking, the review of what has happened. So after we emotionally went through all of it for 40 days, then we got to, you know, think about what happened for the next, about 30 days. And that lands us to where we are right now. So the good news is, you know, we've been through a lot. We've been through a lot lately. And now it's time to really take a look at what it was all about, because what an opportunity, right, Amanda, for growth right now.
Yes, because, you know, we're going into the growth process. Like I said, Venus was in retrograde, then something else went into retrograde, and everybody was going through. I mean, I saw it around me, but I also kind of felt it, you know, just, and it's all in how you respond between the thinking about retrograde, the going into Mercury retrograde, and then how you deal with it. A lot of it is just, you know, putting it together and learning how to respond to it properly.
Exactly, exactly. And it's all about, you know, the deep things from our heart. And a lot of the things that have been our life issues, our life lessons, you know, were brought up. So it was an emotionally turbulent time, I think, you know, especially being over the holidays when you're with so much family. What an opportunity, right, when you're with the ones that you love the most, that are so connected to your heart, and that are often the beautiful triggers, and I'm going to say that with a little giggle and a laugh and a lot of love.
Absolutely,
that,
yes.
That are our biggest teachers in life, and how we, you know, perceive relationships, how we perceive love, how we're interacting, what we're bringing to the party in that. So now it's kind of a clearing time, and it's actually go forward time now that we're out of all the retrogrades. And it's like, okay, let's really take a good look at all of what happened. You know, if you have the ability to do this yourself, you know, write things down, write what triggered you, and start to take a really good look at why, you know, at what was going on without any judgment to yourself. And of course, if you can get to any kind of a coach or a friend that can help you, you know, especially someone that knows how to assess this information from the highest level, you know, this is a really great opportunity to learn, to heal, to expand, to learn some of those big life lessons on the important things, which is a relationship and love, which is so exciting because that is the book that I'm working on right now, Amanda. I don't even know if you know that or not, but
that's
I'm so
amazing.
Excited.
That's amazing. We'll have to talk about that. That's really huge.
I
You're
know.
Working on another book just after this one, which the one that you have out is absolutely amazing. I've read it. I love it. And it's just, you know, it really wraps your head around everything that's going on and how to put it all together. And that's huge.
Well, thank you, Amanda. And you've been an amazing supporter, you know, with me on this journey and helping me to, you know, to champion me, to share the story, because it is a personal story, you know, with all the feelings and all the trials of finding your true path and remembering who you are. For me, it was a midlife thing, and I'm so happy to have been able to share that personal journey of the transformation and to realigning and to really turning my world inside out, upside down, walking away from so much that was not a fit. And, you know, that was just the beginning as we knew what that would be, the laying in the ground for sharing the journey. And then what was to come was actually finished in September. I don't know if I've shared this with you or not, Amanda, but the workbook that I've am still in the process of creating for my first book, The Soul's Journey Home, A Soul's Journey Home, is actually come out as an audio course. and it is online now on my website. And it's what people have been asking for since they've read my personal story of transformation. So I'm so excited that that has now come out verbally. I am so much better verbally in the channeling of the information. So it came out that way. It is on the website to download whenever you want to go through, even one lesson at a time. The whole course is there, 12 classes, which will help you energetically, you know, go through these stages of transformation. And mm-hmm. I've had some great feedback, and it's cool that, you know, it's now out there for everybody in the world. Eventually, the workbook will come from that as well. That's going to be the next tool. But I'll tell you, the universe has said to me, Angela, it's time for the relationship book. You know, the audio course is out there now as my kind of transformation course, and everybody is ready for the relationship book, and I'm ready for the relationship book. So as I start this book, I'm ready for my higher level relationship, which I have not really allowed time in my life before this in regard to doing all this work that I knew I wanted to lay this groundwork. So as I prepare myself for this relationship, of course, the universe is giving me tons and tons of information and experience and opportunity to learn. I know, to learn more about myself, to learn more about relationships as it's happening, and, you know, to just to literally almost write the book. So it's very exciting because that just seems to be the theme of the year for me, and I think for many. And as we have gone through this tough couple of months, I'm telling you, then the rest of the year is really going to lay some ground for some amazing things to happen. So it's an exciting time right now.
That is really huge because, you know, a lot of people are going through relationships right now. Some of them are having success. Some of them are learning lessons, you know, and many of us, even in successful relationships, are still learning lessons. And so that book is going to be a huge success to people, too, in accessing more information that could be very helpful.
I hope so. That's just, you know, Spirit has told me, you know, whatever you pay attention to, that's what will expand at all of us, right? And, you know, this seems to be the focus for me personally now in my life. And it's so wonderful. You know, Spirit has shared with me, you know, what you teach, what you share, you will have to walk the path, you know, first, really. And so here we are, you know, going through all of it. And again, I hope to be pretty candid in my sharing of the knowledge and the trials and the bumps and the learning and the lessons, because that's, you know, the universal language that we all speak and can all come home to and realize how connected we are, even though we all sometimes look so different in our outfits or our languages or our cultures that we all put on as, you know, being here in this third dimension. And are we still there, Amanda? Not hearing you.
Angela, are you still with us?
Yes, I'm there. Did we lose connection
Perfect.
There for a moment?
Yes, we did. We had some technical difficulties, so we are back.
Okay, wonderful.
We are back and live. So you can go ahead and share some more. I know
well,
you were talking
you know,
about your relationship book.
Yes. You know, it's exciting because I think that relationships give us such an incredible opportunity. It's such a unique experience to be able to have this partnership of, well, for most people, it's going to be, most relationships are set up to be a teaching tool as a reflection, you know, of who we are and what is going on internally and what lessons we're here to learn. And it's a wonderful mirroring in many, many ways that we need in our life, right, to understand more about ourselves. And it's really interesting because it's sometimes difficult, you know, to take a look at ourselves and to do the deep, you know, to get to those deep places of the pain and the wounds and the learning lessons. And what I've found is, you know, when I'm doing the coachings and talking to people, it's always interesting, you know, when I start to reflect on myself, you know, and share my my lessons, which is really what the first book, A Soul's Journey Home, has done, because then people aren't so focused on themselves and that pain, and they become a little bit more open. You know, they start to put down those walls. They start to really tune into those wounds without really realizing that they're tuning into those wounds, which, you know, we all have, because we've all, you know, been in relationships of some type or another where there's been some kind of a pain caused. And what happens so often is, you know, we put those walls back up, and then we don't allow anybody in, and we don't want to go there. We don't want to touch that pain. So it's exciting to be able to, you know, write this book and talk about relationships, because relationships are just really a reflection of what is going on within us. And it's interesting because everybody, when I do coachings or, you know, even talk to people, they all want to talk about relationships. But so often they don't want to talk about themselves, you know. So I kind of say this is going to be a fun little way in the back door for all of our personal.
Yeah.
For all, don't you just laugh when I say that, Amanda, because it's so true, right?
I do, but it is very true, you know.
Yeah. Because everybody, you know, we're all so drawn to relationship, and we want to experience it, and we want to share, and we want to connect. And ultimately, it's this work and this book, I think, and this conversation that is really, really, really going to help so many people, and to understand, you know, not only how to have better relationships and to understand the relationships and what is going on, but also to do that inner work themselves. It's going to kind of lead them on the path to that inner work, which is where it all starts anyway. And Amanda, I know that you understand this, you know, extensively, that everything starts with us. And
yes,
as we work on ourselves, and as we work on ourselves, and as we become happy, healthy, and whole ourselves, then everything outside of us is going to, you know, reflect that. So it's a fun exercise, I'm going to say. And of course, you know, we all love to talk and to experience and to have the relationship. So it's going to be fun. I'm really, really, really looking forward to it and sharing it in yet more ways.
That's really amazing. And, you know, you're going to reach a lot of people when you do that. That's what's really huge about what you're doing, is there's some really fun work behind it.
Yes. Yeah. And it's, you know, it's not just women either. You know, sometimes we think about, you know, people wanting to talk about relationships. It was funny because, you know, obviously we just went through Valentine's Day not too long ago, and it was a really cool opportunity to get to see how, you know, just because the conversation comes up, and it comes up both ways, you know, from men and from women, and to see how people, you know, think about relationships. And it just seems to be a lot of focus on relationships at that time of the year. Not that I'm really paying tribute to that special day or anything. I think in some ways it's very over-commercialized and all of that. But anyway, it's interesting to see, you know, when the talk comes up, that there's two sides to that conversation. It's not just the women, it's the men too. And I think each have their own set of ways of handling, you know, how they've been in relationships, how they perceive relationships, and how they deal with relationships, really, you know, and how they've, in one way or another, kind of pulled back from relationships, I guess, is actually a good way to say it. Because sometimes I think we just throw our hands up and we just kind of deal with it in a way that is just kind of like a timeout. So I'm excited to get that information out there to the men and to the women, and to have, you know, equal conversation with both in this process.
Absolutely. And you're right. It's not just women. It's men. It's, you know, it's everybody. Everybody can really learn from the information that you have to share, how your journey was, what you went through. You know, there are a lot of highlights there that just, you know, your book is just amazing. The work that you do is mind-blowing. It's just really great. And, you know, it's something that people need to really boost their day when they're seeing someone else going through it, and then they see something in your book or they see something you said in a coaching session that really touches them. And so the next step, of course, is where you're at, relationships, which is going to, you know, tie it all together.
It is. And, you know, I just want to say that I'm so fortunate. So fortunate that I get to do what I love, you know, and obviously, I mean, I've done many things in my life that I've loved. I've been a full-time mother, which is one of the most greatest blessings that ever happened to me for many years. But now that I'm kind of expanding on into the work that I do now, you know, it's amazing because I get this opportunity to help people understand how simple it is sometimes in one coaching session. And I don't really... when I kind of talk about my coaching sessions, I don't talk about let's do it for 3 months or 6 months or 1 year or every Wednesday or whatever. Because I realize, you know what, when people come and they're ready, within one session, many, many, many times, I see people take one of the biggest shifts ever in their life. And, you know, that's what is so cool about it, because if you can have that opportunity, first of all, you have to be ready for it. You know, you have to be brave enough. You have to overcome the fear. And when you are ready, and I get those calls and I do those sessions, it's so amazing how when you shift your perspective, you know, and you take yourself and you can become the observer from a higher level, and sometimes it's just even one thing, you know, one thing that we're talking about that is kind of the major lesson in their life, which we can get into when I do the private sessions. You know, I've kind of created my own way to do the private sessions through astrology, numerology, and my channeling. And it's so amazing when I see that aha moment. You know, and sometimes, I mean, I've had sessions that I almost even shut down and walked out of. They almost became a little bit abusive or just so much anger coming out. And, you know, but yet it's just me. I want to find that place. I want to find that place. I want to be able to find that place of shift. And it's so rewarding. It's like you can see that aha moment. And when you have that aha moment in your life, in that session possibly, or whatever it is that triggers it, you know, when you're ready for it, that can take you and shift you to see things from a different way, you know what? That's when your power, that's when you take your power back, Amanda. And I know that you understand this. You know, how we go from, you know, giving up our power to understanding to take our power back, and that's the biggest shift ever in your life. And then all of a sudden you're starting to work with everything that's happening instead of being having it all happen to you, you know, and just sitting there befuddled. And I'm sure that you've had, you know, in your coachings as well, you know, when you share the information, to see that in people. And it's just, I'm sure you're understanding what I'm saying, that's such a rewarding thing that we get to do and experience and be with people when they're, you know, embracing that empowerment and understanding and huge shifts in their life.
Yeah, and I actually have been through that too. And when you see people who have huge shifts, I mean, even when we have our own huge shift and, you know, maybe we're shifting at the same time they are, maybe we just learn some huge lesson by being, you know, where we are, and they're learning and you're learning and we're all learning. It's just a beautiful process because we never stop learning. We just gain more and more knowledge.
Absolutely. 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 Yeah, it's always, I just love to see, you know, the people that are coming in to us, because of course that says so much about, you know, where we are and what we're working on, because everything is a teaching experience. I mean, every day I get up and I say, bring it on. It's exciting and it's interactive. And that's what, you know, you need to help people to understand, or I love to help people understand, is that, you know, it's an interactive process. Every day is an opportunity for growth. I mean, I view that, and that's how I live my life. And it's just a continual expansion. It's just, you know, I get bored really, really, really easily. Anybody that knows me knows that. And, but life is just, every moment is an incredible opportunity for learning and expansion for each one of us, you know, and we all help each other on a daily basis if we choose to do that.
Yes, we do help each other on a daily basis if we choose to do that. And, you know, in our coaching, and we might get something from our you know, our clients or our friends or wherever, but we always keep going and we always learn so much on the other end, and it's just exciting. I'm so glad that you are moving into writing some more books and doing some more workshops, and, you know, you're probably doing some speaking engagements. Is there anything you'd like to announce before we take another really quick break and then take some callers?
Well, a lot going on right now, actually. First of all, I apologize. Anybody that's out there, please sign up for my newsletter. A lot of information is going to be coming out soon. And those of you that already have and wondering why the heck I haven't written one in about the last 3 months, it's been an amazing journey. I have so much to share. I have been down to South America for a while and expanded down there. A lot of interesting things that have happened there. I have actually expanded into California now. I have a place, office over in California, so I'm now in Hawaii, California, and Phoenix. So that move and office setup has taken a little bit of my time, but I'm so excited to be in California now because people were really asking for it, and it's just going to be, you know, meeting more people, all of us being brought together for the right reasons at the right time. I'm actually back in Hawaii now. There's going to be an art show and possibly a photography show coming up that I will be able to share some information about, some inspirational work. Those of you that know the kind of work that I do coachings, the personal coachings. I do have the online training program. The books, the writing, and the photography and the painting, which is all energy work. So I'm a Taurus, you know, and if you know a Taurus, you know that we work through all of our senses. So I've created products at every price point that I can offer, that people, you know, can come in at any price point, as well as all the different modalities. So I'm excited to continue to – I just love to create. You know, I'm just a channel. That's what I do. And it, I let whatever come through me come through me. And it comes through as the visual work, the words, the audio, the writing, so many things. I, as of right now, don't have a lot of speaking engagements set up because of the fact that I want to really focus for about the next 5 months to get this relationship book out. So it's kind of taking the front runner right now. But sign up for the newsletter because there's going to be a lot that happens that, you know, we don't even realize that the universe is setting up for us, Amanda.
Oh, I know. The universe is always setting us up for, you know, constant things that will help us and, you know, to educate us on what we're supposed to do and what our lessons are here and where we're headed next. So that's going to be pretty amazing. You can check out Angela at angelabushman.com. Our call-in number is 347-237-5339. We're going to take a really quick break, and then we're going to come back and take some callers. Okay, Angela?
Wonderful.
All right. We'll see you in just a minute. We'll be right back after the commercial break.
You know that the ice cream scoop can make a child smile, and that by slowing us down, the traffic light can keep us going. You know that the lawnmower makes life easier, that the blood bank makes life possible. But did you know all these ideas came from the minds of African Americans? Support the United Negro College Fund, because a mind is...
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with, all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Shelter Pet Project.
Our program is being brought to you by ShotNet Web Hosting. Reliable web hosting for everyone. Feature rich, reliable, and affordable. Create your own site in minutes with ShotNet's easy-to-use site designer. Monthly plans available that fit any budget. Visit shot-net.com. That's S-H-O.
You are listening to Messages of Light with Amanda Dowell. on Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, back to Amanda.
We are now back with WGGM Radio. We are going to take some callers, and you are listening to my guest, Angela Bushman. You can check her out at angelabushman.com. Our call-in number is 347-237-5339, and we are back. Welcome back, Angela.
Thank you, Amanda. It's wonderful to be here with you today.
You ready to take some callers?
Sounds wonderful.
Okay, our first caller is an area code 111, looks like a Skype caller. You're on the air with Amanda and Angela. How are you?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My name is Trish, and my question is, I'm in the process of changing jobs, not necessarily changing careers, and wondering if you can give me a little insight as to, I guess, where or when the right opportunity will show up, and then how can I make it show up actually quicker?
Do you want me to answer that, Amanda?
Go right ahead and take that if you've got anything for her, and then, you know,
yeah.
I will follow up behind you.
Okay, sounds good. You know, the first thing I would say to you is you're in charge of that. And, you know, we have to dig pretty deep to say when we're ready, you know. And it's funny because sometimes I say I'm ready for something, and then when I kind of sit back a little bit longer and realize it hasn't happened, I'm realizing, yeah, I'm kind of holding back a little bit. I'm not really quite ready, you know. So, you know, what you need to do is sit with yourself and do a reflection, do a meditation, and see how, where you are in that process. You know, see if you have any fear coming up, if you have any thoughts coming up about, okay, I'm ready for this, but just right after this one other thing happens, you know, I'm not really quite ready for this. And it's an interesting skill to learn, and this is a good opportunity for you to practice that because you're in charge of that, you know. And putting it out there, of course, you have to be ready, you have to be open, you have to be saying, you know, the universe, I'm ready, there's no fear involved in here, I'm not holding back for any reason. And then patience, okay, and letting the universe, letting go really is what it is, letting go and letting the universe align what is the next lesson for you to come in. And, of course, you with setting the highest intention, allowing that to happen, but the patience of allowing that to be set up. So your job really, as I said, is to make sure that you're out of your own way and then to let go and see what happens.
Okay.
All right. And, you know, I'm picking up that things are going to start coming together for you, but that you kind of have to step back a little bit, too, and take a couple of breaths in and observe things around you, and then they'll be more clear to you. So I'm being told you need to take some meditation time for yourself.
Okay. Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you very
much. Good luck.
Our next person is area code 416. You're on with Amanda and Angela. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How can we help you?
Okay. Actually, I know you. It's Linda.
Oh.
And I have a question. I have a friend. It's been a long-time friend. And all of a sudden in the last, I guess, 48, 72 hours, she's gone really kind of off the rails, I guess you could say. You know, a matter of she had something that didn't turn out so great in a procedure she had done, and I had said I was very sorry, and I, you know, was she going to look into it, this, that, and the other, and she decided that somehow, anyway, as it all turned out, somehow the empathy I had for her got thrown out the window, and she didn't realize it was there. Now she's kind of just continually at me and, like, throwing stones that are just, like, off the rails, and I'm wondering, is this going to keep up? Because I'm at the point I'm ready to walk away. And yet she's a good person.
Well, the first thing that I would say is it's obviously a lesson for you too about borders and boundaries, and about codependency, and understanding that, you know, we are here for each other, as you said, to give her some compassion and to empathize with she, but to not take it on.
Right.
And it's a lesson for her in understanding how to handle, you know, the pain or the frustration or whatever it is her feelings are, an exercise in her to understand, with her to understand how to express her feelings, because obviously there's a lot of feelings there, without imploding it on another.
Right.
And so, of course, you know, a wonderful opportunity for you to understand healthy borders and boundaries. And, of course, you know that you are worthy of not receiving abuse.
Right.
So, you know, with love and compassion, you need to draw your boundaries and remove yourself from any situation that is not treating you honorably.
Right. Okay.
It's,
so you
it's
don't
not
see
your
her.
Stuff. It, the lesson, you know, the lesson that you have with that is, you know, being there, but then when someone is not valuing that, what you're, then to, you know, protect yourself, obviously, and to honor yourself as far as removing yourself
from
the situation.
Which is what I've been doing. Which is what I've been
Wonderful.
Doing.
Yeah, that's important.
I've been doing, and I've just kind of said to her, look, don't make accusations. You know what? I'm there for you. Unfortunately, you don't see it.
Right, and then just let it go. I mean, it's just, you know, go outside, take a deep breath. If I were you, I'd take a walk. It feels like you need a little bit of a walk to get your energy going, to get your breath released, to clear it out. Do a little bit of a clearing. Let it go and let your mind just totally go away from it because it's not yours anymore. Let it go.
Yeah. It's tough.
I know.
Anyway,
it is.
Thank you. I don't know, Amanda, if you
thank
realize
you.
Who it is.
I do. I
yes,
knew
you,
it was
Darryl.
You.
You knew it was me.
And then I was looking, I was looking down at our next person, and I'm like, yeah, I know who that is. That's my friend. And, you know, she's absolutely right. You know, you have to take care of yourself when you're in a situation like that because, you know, you have to look after you, and you have to make sure that things are, you know, in alignment for you, too.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the boundary thing is really huge, and a lot of us, light workers in this field are learning boundaries too. I mean, I don't care what you do out there. You've got, you know, constant learning, whether you're her or the other one. So you're doing the right thing. Just hang in there, remove yourself, and, you know, don't take on the energy too, because, you know, that's something we tend to do.
Yeah. Alrighty, thanks.
And you can always
Thank
send
you.
Her love and light, you know, remotely. You can always send her love and light
Absolutely.
Remotely. So, yes.
Always encouraged to, you know, give love back no matter what. Just be loving.
Right.
You know,
unconditional love.
So powerful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Without judgment.
Our next caller is 0116. Looks like another Skype caller, and I agree with you, Angela. Definitely sending love is very important, unconditional. So, hello, 0116. You're on with Amanda and Angela. How are you?
Hi, Amanda and Angela.
Hello.
You can hear me, can you? Okay, I didn't know whether my speaker was actually on. It's Sandra calling.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi there. I'm learning a new modality of healing, and I'm like 3 weeks into it. I just wondered if there's if you get any sense of what I need to know sort of going forward from your perspective.
You need to, it's your job to tap into see how it's resonating with you. Okay. It's going to be an experience in your learning about what is right for you or not. And so as we do anything, really, as we do anything new and expand, and I talk about this on the online course, it's kind of the middle part. You know, first we kind of figure out who we are and what we like, and then we start trying all these things, right? And
right.
we start dabbling. And it's kind of like play, right? And it's just view it that way. It's like, okay, I'm going to just go play with this. And I just want to see how I feel about it, because no one can tell you that but you. You know, it's kind of your path to your truth, It's an exercise in your truth. It's an opportunity for you to say, what do I want? You know, I'm just going to try this. I'm going to play with it. So see how, be really, really conscious, in this higher level observing way as to what it is that you like about it when it's happening, when you're involved in it, what are the aspects, because it's going to give you clues to more things.
Okay.
On your way. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's a very, it's really quite intriguing. And sometimes a part of me thinks, oh my God, you can't learn all that. Like it's just so complicated. Well, it's maybe not as complicated as my mind is telling me, but, you know, you do one section of it and then you just advance. And I just see how it really can, you know, make such a difference. But I just, you know, whether I'm reading too much into it or, you know, is maybe what the issue, that fear part of me.
Yeah, I hear a lot of fear, actually.
Clear that away, and, I know.
Yeah, and just one step at a time. And you know when you just lose yourself in something and you're so with it that the fear isn't even there? One step at a time, right? That's how you do it. So sometimes when we pull back and we look at the whole big picture, things do look overwhelming. But it's that one step at a time, being with it in the moment. And when you're there, you don't have as much opportunity for that fear to kind of creep up. Or at least if it's there, then you know you shoo it away and just experience it. And don't, you know, we all have the truth within us. We've just forgotten. And, you know, it's a realigning, and especially when you're working in some kind of work that is your truth, you know, that you're already trained in many other lifetimes, it's almost such an intuitive process that it's only our mind that gets in the way that says it's difficult or it's this or it's that. And you'll find your way within that system. It may not be completely dot for dot for dot, you know what I'm saying, within that system.
Yeah.
You'll find your own way. You know what I'm saying? Use it to find your way.
Okay. Yeah, I get that. I do understand that now that you say that. So. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And just, you know, breathe through that and really work on you too. You know, like I keep getting also that you need to do some movement, some kind of moving around. I know you walk the dog, but maybe some sort of yoga poses or some kind of meditation. Just some more movement other than, you know, just walking. I'm really feeling like, well, for you to ground out that fear and just breathe.
Okay. Yeah, I hear you there because, I spend far too much time at the computer and, you know, and so I will do that. I know that'll help clear the head.
Yeah, going outside into the grass and stomping your feet would be good. That'll help you.
Yeah, it's too cold out here. It's freezing cold here.
Exactly. Well, just make sure you get some other movement in, some stretches. You'll be doing great. Thanks,
perfect.
Sandra.
Great. Okay, thank you very much, Amanda and Angela.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Our next caller is area code 909. You're on with Amanda and Angela. How are you?
Well, thank you for taking my call. I'm glad I was able to get on. What I'm calling about today is my younger son, our youngest son. He's just about done with college, and he's starting a business, and I'm just wondering what you see for him. Thank you.
Good morning. Amanda.
All right. You know, I really feel like his start out is really good. I feel like he's going to meet a lot of new people, and there are a lot of new beginnings. He may have some difficult times, but I do see him doing okay. I'm not really picking up that he's going to, you know, fall down or have anything serious happen. I just feel like there may be some things that come up to teach him lessons that are really kind of standing out, like, oh, you know, you needed to communicate better, or you needed to pull a grade up. So I do feel like there are some things that are coming up, but I do still feel like he'll be successful. Do you have anything to add, Angela?
No, I think you're right. It's just, you know, different types of learning that will happen within, you know, that shift of stepping into that job.
Okay.
Little lessons to help develop.
Okay, well, that's good, because that's what we all need. And when you go into different businesses, there's different things that need to be learned. But you seem doing okay and everything well. Okay, other than little bleeps that happened in life, which is good.
Right, lesson. That's going to happen. That's going to happen with everybody, though. You know, we have little bleeps of something. That's just a part of life. You know, that's every...
Absolutely.
That's every single one of us, actually. You know, it's not even just a college student that might have a bleep because they, you know, made a grade go low or they weren't paying attention. You know, it can happen with everybody. So that's
right.
What I'm picking up around that.
Right. I mean, even with myself, I'm looking toward big changes in my life. And I'm certainly not in college now. Well, I'm in the college of life, I guess. And there's still lessons coming up for me, even if it's my buttons being pushed. But then you learn that's okay because it shows me something I need to heal. So we continue, don't
right.
we?
Right.
Yeah.
Yes,
exactly.
We do. Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you. You have a great day.
Thank you. Angela, is there anything you'd like to add before we end the show?
I don't, actually. I am going to be available for sessions now for a while. I kind of opened that up and shut that down. I am available for personal coachings for a while here. So you can give me a call, 480-206-7220, to schedule those. And I look forward to whoever is going to meet me on that opportunity to do that, to take some big shifts in life. And if you want to talk about relationships, that's great, but we'll also talk about, you know, your life path, your life purpose, and your life lessons, which ties so much into the relationship stuff, and but also our bigger picture as well. So thank you for having me today, Amanda. It's always such a treat to be here with you.
Thank you.
And lots of love and light and warmth from Hawaii.
Thank you, and we'll have you on again. Blessings, everybody. See you next Monday. All the colors.